A goal is a wish your butt makes, so you're not a creep. Hey kids, this is Rich Outfield, and this is the ever-professional Rich Outcast. Today, I am in an odd mood. A good mood, I guess. It's odd because it's not typical for me. This is the very end of September when I'm recording this. If I were like Big, I would just publish it. Somehow magically publish it today. As soon as I've recorded it, I don't bother editing it. I put it out there. And if somebody hears it, that's great. If they don't hear it, it's in the can, it's done, and I move on. I'm not able to do that, though. First, I'm super paranoid about the pauses and the ums and the stammers and the times when I scream racial slurs at people coming in the other direction on the road, and so I need to cut all those things out. But second, I still don't quite have the hang of publishing these podcasts. Even though this is like the 10th one I've done, I don't know how to do it. I have to like copy and paste from the last one, and then I have to go in, and I know I have to remove an S from the HTTPS, but it still always takes me a half an hour at least to figure out all the steps. And you know, it used to take me even longer than that. Marshall Latham one day was nice enough to make me a template and says, this is how you do it. And even with that, I have to find Marshall's template. I have to remember, what's the website for archive.org? I can't remember. Oh, shoot. And I end up spending a long time trying to get these things posted, and I hate that. I do. I could be writing, I could be editing, I could be sleeping, I could be... Well, those seem to be the only things I do. So it will be after the last of September when you hear this. But boy, it would just be neat to be able to put this out there and know that you hear it when it's still September, because this is sort of timely. This is what I'm going to talk about right now. I don't have a story to share with you today. I wish I did. Listen, I promise you, I have stories ready to go. Well, not ready to go. They're recorded, but they're unedited. I think I probably have 6 Rich Outcasts in the can, which means they're all recorded, but they still need to be edited. And I don't have the time to edit them right now. I'm, like I said, end of September. I found out, was it last week? It was really recently. I found out that I had told Abby Hilton I would have her book, Hunter's Unlucky, finished by the 1st of October. I knew the deadline was in October, and I had sort of had that in the back of my mind as I've been working. The book is massive, and it's been so much more work than I thought that it would be. Now, part of that is me procrastinating. That is part of that is the fact that I fall asleep while I'm editing. I don't know why. Maybe the drone of my own voice puts me to sleep. I can't edit for very long before I get super restless or I fall asleep. I've tried like editing in the morning or editing in the afternoon, and what happens is I get so tired that I go, okay, well, you know, I'll just take a little nap, and then when I wake up, I will go back to work and I will edit some more, or I'll do whatever I have to do. And I can't. I wake up super groggy and I go, oh geez. Even if I only slept 25 minutes or whatever, I fight with myself on it. I don't want to do it. Anyway, this is a longer story than I intended it to be. Abby told me that it was due on the 1st of October, and I realized, oh, it's not going to be done on time. And I sent her an email, and I try to make my emails friendly. And you know what? I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say that she tries to make her emails friendly as well. But she responded, well, you know, the contract you signed said you'd have it done on the 1st of October. I can't argue with that. I signed a contract. I said I would be done on the 1st of October. And a couple days went by after that exchange. And you know, I was still trying to get things done. I was close. I think I was about 75, 78% done, which to me is a great accomplishment. This is a bigger project than I've ever done. It puts to shame anything even close. And so I thought, well, 75 by the goal, or 80% by the goal day, or sorry, 80% by the deadline or whatever, is pretty good. She'll understand. And again, I'll give Abby the benefit of the doubt. I think she does understand. But she did tell me back in, I think, July, she said, well, if you didn't think you could finish it by the deadline, then why did you commit to getting it done by that deadline? Again, these were perfectly reasonable questions to ask. And a couple of days ago, today is Monday, I'm going to say Saturday, I was thinking about her words. Saturday I had to work, plus there was an expo that I wanted to go to with my nephews and my brother-in-law and my sister, and I realized that if we got up super early and went over there and then drove back right before work, I could do both, but that would mean I would not be editing Abby's book at all. And during this drive, I kept thinking, you know, that was irresponsible of me. I should have said, you know, I can't go because I have these responsibilities. I have this deadline. I told her it would be done. And, you know, there's really no excuse as to why it's not done. And when I got home from work Saturday night, I thought, okay, I'm going to work on this as late as I can. I'm going to drink some Pepsi right now. Might keep me up a little bit late. I'm going to work on this. So I put a few hours into it. Maybe it was guilt talking or whatever. But I recorded for like 90 minutes, and then I edited for about 2 hours. And I looked at how close to done the whole production was. And I thought, shoot, you know, if I only had just a couple more days before October 1st, I would make this deadline. And then, you know, I wouldn't have Abby Hilton questioning my integrity. And the next day was Sunday. I had to work that day as well. But I woke up and I said, you know what? Screw it. I told her I would have it done on October 1st. I'm going to do everything that I have to do to get it done by October 1st. Now, that's a truncated version of the story. There's a little bit of spite in there, too. But just assume that in my pass of editing, I cut out the spite. I'm on my way to meet Big. It's Monday. I have it 95.4% done. And that's because I spent the entire day today and a couple of hours last night after work, you know, however many hours before work, working on it. And this is happening around the same time that Big had a goal. Oh, Big's about to turn some irrelevant number, but, you know, let's just say that it's 10. Big's about to turn 10 years old, and he'd made all these goals for himself when he was zero, that by the time he turned 5, he would accomplish these things. And then when he turned 5, he's like, no, by the time I'm 10, you know, I'm almost a man. They may have dropped by then. I will have accomplished all these goals. And he's right about 10. And suddenly he's got this tween life crisis. And he's feeling like he's a loser or a failure or a rich outfield, which nobody wants. And he just got it in his head that if he made these little goals and then larger goals, you know, like little steps, all I have to do is take X number of steps and it's a tiny bit toward reaching my larger goal, I can do it. And he and I got together last Monday. I don't know how long this thing is going to be. I have not been to his house since May. Part of it is other responsibilities. Part of it is apathy on my part. Part of it is I have other things on my mind. I would rather do That Gets My Goat than Doonstief episodes. But we were going to record new episodes of the show on Monday. And instead, I think I just, you know, said, no, let's go for a walk. Let's go see a movie or something like that. And afterward, when we would normally split, because his wife gets up early, he didn't want to go. And so he wanted to tell me of these demons that he's wrestling with. And it's that, you know, he's about to turn 10 and he didn't accomplish these goals that he made when he was 5 or when he was 0 or when he was negative 15. And I said, just, you have accomplished good things. You're not a total loser. You know, this list of goals that you made for yourself the other day, accomplish one of them, accomplish the first on your list, and you'll feel good, and maybe it will be the boost that you need to get you through to the next one. You know, I'm not really good as a motivational speaker. I'm a glass is half empty, or the glass is cracked, or hey, where's my friggin' glass kind of person. And so I did the best I could, and he said, well, okay, look, I'm going to have this story that I was going to write. It's due on Saturday, and I haven't gotten it done, and I haven't even gotten it close to done, but you know what? I'm going to buckle down, and I'm going to have it done by Saturday, no matter what. And I challenge you to write a story as well. And I said, okay, that's cool. If you've listened to Big's Anklecast, or you've read his blog, or you've listened to us on the Dune Steve, we try and encourage one another. We're not competitive, we're collaborative. Well, I don't know if it's collaborative, but we're on the same team. And I hoped that he would accomplish his goal, but a lot of times he doesn't. And I hoped that I would accomplish my goal, but a lot of times I don't. And as it turned out, I did start the story. I think I started it on Friday. I've got like 2 pages done. But the only time I had time to work on it was when I was at work on my break. Because I had told myself this weekend, it's all about the audiobook. It's all about that deadline. And I've really tried to hold myself to it. I've tried not to do anything that's time-wasty. And I've set aside all the other audiobooks that I've been juggling to just focus on this one. And so I didn't accomplish my goal of writing a whole story by Saturday. But Big did. He buckled down and he had it finished. And as part of his own motivation, he created a blog post that said, you know, I'm a huge loser, I'm worthless. If you ever seen my penis, it looks like one of those tomato worm things, you know, those caterpillars with the horns on the end. And I don't deserve to live. And he set that to publish on Sunday morning. And he said, well, you know, this is my whatever the opposite of the incentive is. This is the stick instead of the carrot. If I don't finish this story, this post is going to publish on its own. And everyone will know about my wang. And he finished his story, but he'd forgotten to remove this post. And so Sunday morning, and I don't know how long it was, because I was busy Sunday, this post dropped that said he was a loser. And he's not a loser. He accomplished his goal. The wang works, because he's got a mess of kids. Anyhow, he realized that to his chagrin, but he was able to remove that post and replace it with a triumphant, you know, my name is Big Ankovich and I've got a big knob kind of post. And I could tell. I haven't spoken to him. I've just IM'd with him today at work. He certainly didn't seem to want to do his work. I could tell that he was really proud of himself and he was happy and he was encouraged by this little success. Do you know what I mean? And his optimism has encouraged me. It has. I know that by the time you hear this, Hunter's Unlucky, Abigail Hilton's book, will be done. And to have accomplished something so great, great as in large, but you know what? It's a great book, too. And I'm sure my performance is cromulent, if not great. And to have accomplished something like this, you know, that's worth celebrating. And hopefully it will give me the shot in the arm that I've needed to double down on the podcast and on my own publishings and on this Anklecast, on this Rish Outcast that you're listening to right now. I am almost there. I'm at the exit. I think I'm going to get off and park instead of meet big because I'm 10 minutes early. And 10 minutes will do it for this whole motivational speaker episode thing. As soon as I'm done with Abigail's book, I'm going to try to be the podcaster and the writer and the publisher, self-publisher rather, that I would like to be. I'm going to ride this wave. I'm not going to go to sleep because, you know, that is part of that's the temptation when you accomplish something that's exhausting like this to, okay, now I can rest. Everybody knows what that's like when you're exercised or you've dieted or you've, you know, been involved in a gangbang or, you know, you've killed a whole bunch of warlords. You're like, okay, now I can rest on my laurels. But you got to fight that. And I want to fight that. I've got all of these Rish Outcasts recorded. It would not be hard to sit down and edit one and put it out. There was a sketch that I wrote that I meant to be the next Outcast episode. I even recorded a little bit of me talking about it afterward so that as soon as I recorded that sketch, it would be ready to go. It would be a mini episode before the stories start to drop. And that sketch is still on it's on a receipt that I had in my wallet, and I unfolded it and I wrote it like on my break, or it might not even have been on my break. I think it was at work. I just wrote it on this receipt, and it's still on the receipt. So of course I haven't recorded it or anything like that. But these are some goals. Hold me to them if you're listening to this. I'm going to put out these Rish Outcasts. I'm going to put out more stories available on Amazon or on Smashwords. I'm going to do audio versions of some of these stories. I'm going to collect some of the audio versions into a collection that's more than, you know, like an hour and 10 minutes long, so that it's worth it for somebody to buy them who has an Audible account, because, you know, people have told me that you don't want to waste your one or two credits that you have a month on something that's small like that. I've got an audio drama that I was writing with the goal of it being one of the 13 Nights of Halloween episodes that we do on That Gets My Goat every October. And I think it's unrealistic to believe at this point there will be a 13 Nights of Halloween. But it's not unrealistic to make a goal of, I'm going to rewrite this thing. I'm going to take the stuff that's in the notebook and put it on the computer. Do one more draft. I'm going to send it to Big and Brian. And the three of us are going to record it as an audio drama. And I'm going to edit it. Maybe I'll get Big or Brian to do sound effects on it. Maybe not. Maybe it'll just go out without sound effects. In time for Halloween. A Halloween show. That's a goal I've got. And I'm saying it right now. Big is super into sports. And a guy that he's a fan of said that a goal is a dream with a deadline. And I know that really inspired Big. He sent it to me in an email. A goal is a dream with a deadline. And whatever helps you focus or whatever helps encourage you is a good thing, even if it comes from sports. And so I decided while I was taking the garbage out today that my mantra would be, a goal is a dream your butt makes, because it's stupid. And I even decided to do it as the Sleeping Beauty line, because a dream is a wish your heart makes, I think is the song that they did in Sleeping Beauty. And we saw Maleficent last week, and I hated it. Oh, I thought it was terrible. And it ends with Lana Del Rey, of all people, doing a really morbid minor key cover of A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes. And it felt like such a slap in the face, because none of what we had watched was an homage to Sleeping Beauty. It was all a giant extended middle finger to Sleeping Beauty. And then they ended it with this song that was from that beloved Disney animated film. And it was so insincere. All I could hear was some Disney executive saying, well, if you get somebody who's hot right now to cover that song, you know, we'll make a lot of money selling that, at least downloads. And, you know, and that's the only thing that it has to do with the movie at all. Geez, she was only asleep for like 10 minutes in the context of the movie. Not that it was called Sleeping Beauty or anything like that. Boy, I didn't like that movie. But whoa, 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 why are we talking about this? I hear you. I know. I can do better. A goal is a dream your butt makes. I mean, that it's vulgar and it's stupid. But that's what the name of this episode is, right? And I've got to accomplish these things. Big is 10 years old. Or he will be soon. He's accomplished a hell of a lot more than I have in his 10 years. You know, maybe he's unhappy because he's at that age where you look around and you see where you thought you would be. You see how much you still have to pay on your car or your house or your kids' dentures, braces. And you realize, oh my goodness, that hole is way bigger than it was when I was younger. And it's totally natural. If anybody doesn't do that, then there's something wrong with you. Sometimes I do a little bit of navel gazing, but I try not to. Because if you're as huge a failure as I am, it does no good to take a look at your life and say, oh, this is where I thought I would be, and this is where I am. The best I can do is just say, it's not too late to keep trying. I'm going to make new goals, and I'm going to work toward them. There are things that I can't control, and there are things that maybe I can. Why not focus on the things that I can control? You know what I mean? I'm one of those people that when it rains, I get depressed. It's not because the rain reminds me of when my mother was struck by lightning or anything like that. It's just some chemical imbalance in my brain. There's no way around that. So I've got to just focus on what I can change. Make the best of a day when it's not raining. Look at when it's sunny and say, holy cow, it's good to be alive. Maybe find something positive to do when it's raining to take my mind off of the fact that it is. So here I am. I'm 5 minutes away from my meeting with Big. We're going to go to his house. At least that's the plan. We're going to record a couple of Dune Steefs. I'll sit him down and ask him what our goals should be for Halloween shows. We're going to be back on track. I'm going to try and encourage him and, you know, tell him to encourage me. There were some dark moments this summer. I didn't care about the Dune Steef. Just between you and me, I still don't care. But I know that it's important to listeners. And I know that it's important. Well, I don't know if it's important to Big or not. For years, he didn't want to do the show. He was just ready to quit at any opportunity. And that's an oversimplification, I know. But it was always me who'd be like, oh, come on, let me write this funny song. And then, you know, our tables turned. And right now, I'm in a place where I'm like, nope, I'm going to continue to work on it. I'm going to focus again on it. I'm going to make it more of a priority than some of the other things. Once I'm done with Abby's book, I can reprioritize, if that's a word. Ooh, I like it if it isn't. And I will put Dune Steef higher on that priority list. So you'll get more of those if you're a listener of the show. If you're not a listener of the show, then there's no way you're listening to the Rish Outcast. So I will see you in hell. But this is me in a good mood. This is me in a positive mood with an outlook that is much less negative than it usually is. I've got goals and I'm going to accomplish some of them. I'm not going to accomplish all of them. It's just not possible. But I'm going to do a little bit more. And hopefully it will feel good. I know Big felt good today. And that's infectious when you see somebody feel good. I think it was last episode or the episode before when I talked about my friend Chris selling a screenplay and it was in Deadline.com. That made me feel bad. And, oh yeah, yeah, I even coined Freudenschweide, right? Wasn't that the term I created for it? And, but this with Big, him accomplishing this stuff, I don't feel bad at all. There is no Freudenschweide at play. And so Onward and Upward to Greater Gory. Yes, Edward Gorey, or whatever. Again, I'm not editing this out. This has to go up soon before things change, because, hey, this is me. It's going to change eventually. Onward and Upward, I can accomplish something, and then I will try to accomplish something after that. Thank you for listening to the Rish Outcast. I will talk to you soon with a story. Okay? Shoot, you don't want me to sing the song again, do you? Oh, if I were a tiny bit more ambitious, I would have written parody lyrics to the Sleeping Beauty song. Sorry. Sorry, we can't all be Norm Sherman. Apparently, even Norm Sherman isn't Norm Sherman.